I'll wait for Kevin to get in, yeah. I'd like to bring the Board of Trustees meeting of Jerusalem Township, November 27th, 2018, to order, and I request a moment of silence, and we'll follow with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the first meeting she's ever been to, Mark.
Is it?
No, so she's been to a lot of these.
Did you?
I didn't remember.
Oh, Christmas.
When she was trustee, she was here.
Okay, Joel, roll call of the board.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, on those minutes. Mark, did you and Joel figure those out? Do you have some problem with that?
With the minutes?
Yeah, the minutes.
I sent a few edits. I guess those are taken care of, Joel?
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Well, I guess I didn't read these, so okay, they could be taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah, just some minor grammar in the fire department report.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okie doke. We're all set then. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
We'll move on then to the fifth. Well, wait. We have to make a motion. I need a motion to approve November 26, 2018 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
I second it.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Roll call. Motion carried. Sorry.
Okay, Joe, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report.
In your report, in your pile of papers, is what you are used to seeing. Fund status report, payment listing since the last meeting, and receipt detail or deposits made since the last meeting. Fund status report, we have $581,364.05 in Star Ohio and $277,564.33 in the Krogan checking account. And now that we are up to snuff on, what is that called? Bank reconciliation. It's going pretty good. Not finding any errors. And so these totals are pretty accurate. Payment listing. Warrant numbers 17076 through 17128, totaling $19,503.29. And then deposits made, totaling $3,770.15. Yep.
Motion to approve the fiscal officer report.
I can second that.
Roll call, Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Motion carried. So just other items. The department heads are giving me their some numbers, some figures. I got Mike Skatowski's today. Tony worked on it with me on Saturday. So we'll kind of have what we need to submit to the county for the, through the board, of course, the what we feel that we're going to spend next year, what we feel we're going to finish spending this year, and then what we feel we're going to bring in income, so... That's pretty basic. It's just a worksheet. It's like in other counties, they get approved so that way there's no huge glaring problems. Like you're going to spend more than you have in the bank and what you're going to bring in, things like that. It's not the detail, which will come later. I mean, if it's a total amount, so.
Joel, do you know about when that's going to be ready?
Oh, I gotta have it. I gotta have it to them here. Probably after our December, our first meeting of December.
So after the first?
I would send it to the county after you guys looked that sheet over.
So will it be available for review prior to the meeting or at the meeting?
Yeah, I would think before.
Great.
Before? Okay.
Yeah, only because I got to chase down some things.
So sometime in the next week or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Excellent. Yep. Thank you.
And you going to put it in our mailboxes on there?
Yeah, I can just make a copy of the sheet and you guys just say, hey, you know, and reality is it's some of it's going to be a guess. What are we going to finish spending this year? Should probably know, but still payments get made at the end of December.
Yeah, best guess.
Right, exactly. And then what is obvious is what we're going to collect in tax revenue. And then, yeah, that's actually probably the most accurate number is what the county is going to collect on our behalf. And then we're going to be conservative and not say we're going to get all of that. And, you know, assuming the department heads give us realistic totals of what they're going to spend. And, yeah. Okay. So, the only other thing I got.
So, one more follow-up question on that.
Yeah.
So, when will that allow us to compare what we are projecting for 19 with what we're estimating that 18 will tally up to? And it'll compare both, it'll show both revenues and projected expenses for both.
Yeah, it's going to have like what we're going to end the year with, what we think we're going to do in 19. But it's just going to be an estimate to the county, not because, you know, man, I'm.
Oh, right.
My biggest fear is like, so what bills are outstanding yet in December?
Right.
And what is those totals? I mean, some of them are gas, the obvious ones, but.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. And all the departments had understand, department heads understand that this is their best projection of what might happen. Now, we understand that equipment failure can occur, which is an emergency repair or replacement.
Still within their budget, but their fund.
But yeah, if there's a planned retirement, replacement, that should be in there.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Excellent. Very good.
Right. But it's not detailed that much. It's just total. So fund 2031 Road and Bridge will have.
Oh, that's no fun.
How much you're going to have in revenue in 2019 and how much you're going to spend in 2019. But you're also going to tell them what you think you're going to end the year with, because what they want to see is what you're going to carry over. So that matches up with what you're asking to spend, because if that doesn't jive and they say, well, man, it's. You're going to spend more than you're going to bring in, plus what you have in your bank account.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be like, and then they're going to say, no way. Give us the right one.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. The only thing of caution I have is it was done by Don, I feel like, in years past and just turned in.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he looked at to come up with that. I don't know. I know what I can.
We understand this is a new day.
And yeah,
no. We really appreciate all the work that you're doing.
Well, I don't want to turn. I got to do it anyways, right? So, but I want to be as accurate as I can with what information I have, the reports I can run, and the best guesses. Because, next year when we go to pay bills, I don't want to look at an account and say, wow, we were really off. We didn't put enough money in there and have to juggle money around in the fund to pay that bill when we should have done a better job. Now, some of them are obvious, like Medicare. That's a pretty straightforward number.
Yep.
But other ones are not, you know.
So, okay.
The only other thing that I got, which I got today when the mail came, remember when I talked about the IRS and we were delinquent with 2016 payment to the IRS. There was a discrepancy with what we reported as wages earned in 2016 and what we told them they earned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's worked out. I need to follow up with them because I sent them all the documents. Now they reviewed it. Should be good. Well, according to this letter in 2017, we didn't pay enough Ohio tax. So this might be related, like the same forms that didn't get turned into the IRS. Okay, so how that works is real easy. Each month, we tell the IRS and the state of Ohio how much we had in wages, how much we withheld. And so at the end of the year, and we send in our final summary to them in our last payment December, that should all jive up, and then we should be okay.
Right.
Because those are just numbers that are coming from reports that the computer makes from the numbers of the wages we put in. So this should not be difficult, except if you don't send in all the forms. And that's what happened with the federal taxes in 16. So I got this for 17 from the state. I'm just want you to look it over so you know that that may or may not be a liability to us, depending on what we sent to them in 17 and what they received.
2700, wow.
So it just mentions this 941, which is a state. You go online, you enter in the data, and then you pay it electronically. So I mean, I'm curious to see what we're missing or
so
what we're
doing. I'm assuming you're going to go back and pull all of the records and all that. Yeah. And okay.
Because if we didn't send it in, we didn't send it in. That's
right.
Makes sense. But if we didn't report enough wages correctly to them, and then at the end of the year when they get that and they say, wait a minute, you have two different numbers. You have what you told us all along the year and then what you told us at the end of the year. And that's what happened with the federal taxes in 16. Then that could be what happened with the state in 17. I hope.
Okay. We used to have problems with Don. The computer broke down every month.
Okay. So, yeah, all right. My thought is, please do all the research, all your homework.
Right.
The late filing penalty, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a
$700.
It's a 35% penalty. That's pretty steep.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a penalty, by the way. If you don't pay each month on their deadline, there's a fee assessed.
Yeah.
And I've had that happen a few times. Okay, because the 15th's on a Sunday, and I'm working on Saturday, and guess what? I can't make that deposit, that payment till Monday. So that has happened. I mean, it will happen, but that's a lot.
So, okay.
So that may or may not be something we owe.
Right.
And what's unfortunate is we withhold that from their check. So did we actually withhold it and pay it, or did we not withhold it? Not pay it or withheld it and never paid it.
Okay.
You know, because the computer is set up to take the percent. I mean, it's not like you've got to do it manually, you know. Anything we do manually is reported to the state of Ohio.
All right. So did we get this on or about this date?
I got it today.
Today.
Okay.
So I don't know if I've been in the mailbox.
Okay. So one more comment for consideration. Once you finish your analysis, technically we have 60 days to pay the assessment full without additional interest and to disagree. But the 60 days had already passed by the time you received this. This has a September 17 date on it. So 60 days expired the 16th of November, which is a couple weeks ago.
Because I was just sitting with the other mail. And what's also a little frustrating is I go into the system and I pay them every month, and there was not even an indication that this was a concern, right? Like they would let me pay every month all year and not have some sort of like.
I still think we should, once you have the information, we should ask ourselves, do we have the opportunity to object and have the penalty reduced?
Yeah.
Do we have a basis for it?
Mm.
Okay. Great.
Good
thanks.
Stuff. All right.
Yes. You have to say your name.
I'm Cindy Bench, and just a note that you should probably call them tomorrow, Joel, and tell them you received this.
That's a good point.
Right.
So that you have it on record.
Right.
And they didn't send it certified, obviously.
They did. Yeah.
And it just got.
But I got it today.
So you still have the envelope?
Yeah, it's in the
great. Recycle great. Bin. Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Good comments.
That's certified. I just picked up Monday.
Yeah, so you got the notice in the box.
So it may have been delivered last week after we left for Wednesday. Right. It could have come on Friday or Saturday.
Still,
whatever date you certified it, you signed it.
That the post office scanned it in as delivered while you receive it. you sign the, they put it in their thing.
Every single thing, copy every single thing.
Good point.
How about you, actually, I got that on Tuesday, because we got it out of the box Monday afternoon.
The little notice of the certified?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and you went down to the post office, so. It's good stuff. That's all I got.
Got it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I make a motion to accept the fiscal officer's report as read and documented.
Thanks. Roll call, Bo Miller. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
We'll move on to the fire department report, Chief Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. Obviously, we're now into the slippery roads and first it's yesterday when I was coming back from in town, the overpass was iced over. So again, just be very conscious of your overpasses that will freeze, you know, before that and just slow down and take your time. Could be others that are causing the problem, not you, but just be careful. I'm happy to report the feather party was a nice success. Even though the audience was a little bit less, they came to have some fun, and they did, and supported the association, and we're greatly appreciated to that. Our runs have kind of picked up lately. We've kind of been getting busy a little bit more here and there, but all the departments are utilizing our mutual aid packs with one another, and you know, that's what we do when we don't have enough manpower, we don't have enough equipment or water or whatever it is. So it goes back and forth. We backed up Oregon for some activities. We actually got to use our hovercraft for a ventilation fan at Menards. They had their compactor caught on fire and smoked up the building, and they asked for our hovercraft, and we provided ventilation, which we were blowing air from outside the building all the way to the other side of the building internally. So I could see that, you could feel it. It was amazing how much airflow we were pushing.
So you just put a big duct on the
hovercraft? Nope, we just backed up to one of the doors, and they had like a garage door, and we backed up to it and fired it up and
started.
You know, just pushing fresh air into the building to try and help push it out of the building. So, but always good. They were able to open up the next day and so.
A unique application of a hovercraft.
Yeah, and well, other departments have done that with theirs too. So, but that's the first time we've been called to use ours for that. So that was interesting. We assisted Carroll Township with the funeral for the firefighter that lost his life responding to a call, and they were extremely grateful and appreciative of our service. We provided coverage for the community for 2 days, for Friday and Saturday. And then we had Oregon backing us up here. So they filled in with a squad and they picked up one run on Friday, nothing on Saturday. And we never did have any runs, but which was good because, you know, it's different when you don't, you know, a whole new complete area. And there's a lot of little roads too, like along their lake shore. So, but again, they were extremely appreciative of the help. And equipment wise, just minor little stuff keeps going on. Trying to get this checked out, that checked out, this repaired, that repaired. It's an ever going with as much fleet of equipment that you have. So. As fiscal officer mentioned, I'm working on the budget, trying to put a realization to it. There's some areas that I would like to track that were not tracked specifically. So it'll give us the ability to see where we're actually spending everything and going through it with it. I have it in draft form right now. I believe I'm complete, but I want my officers to review. I have assembled a pay structure definitions. So for a long period of time, we didn't have a black and white pay structure definition. It's it's been more of a tradition of going down. Don't get me wrong, there were some things that were black and white, but I've tried to capture all the different little scenarios that can be created in why you would pay someone or why you wouldn't pay someone, and so on and so forth. So I will have that for your guys' viewing, and if you'd like, if it's okay, I'll just deposit that in your mailboxes as soon as I,
very good,
you know, review with my team. I I'm trying to make it. I'm a team player, and I want people to have some input in it. I won't embrace everybody, but some key individuals, not always my officers either, trying to go across the board and, okay, what did we get this captured? So there's less confusion on what you're entitled as far as receiving pay. And attended a meeting for the grant for the radios. We were part of a grant, which we had mentioned this before to you. So I look for sometime in January, the committee will select the vendor that's going to win the bid for the radios, and then we'll be getting theirs. And then we'll have a, if I recall it's right, it's right around under $5,000 contribution of towards the radios, which, you know, this was a nearly $800,000 bid. Now, we're in with several other communities, but I think we're going to see six portables of one model and eight portables of another model. Each portable is can be anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000. So we're really grateful to receive this grant, and the grant writer primarily was Jim Wolf while he was working for Sylvania. So the grant was submitted through Sylvania along with all of the other associated departments. Even Toledo was in on the grant as well. That's kind of what's going on. I will be straight with you. We're running really thin on the amount of personnel responding to calls. Partly we've got a bunch of people that went hunting this week, and got a couple of people that are off for injuries or whatever from work, you know, not related to us, but that excludes them from participating with us. So it's just making it a little bit tougher. I'd sure like to get our numbers up. One of the biggest problems that I see is just training, is getting this training done with these individuals that are attending training, getting it completed. You know, it takes a doggone long. And the young ones, you know, are they really invested in the community yet? You know, they don't own homes. Their lives aren't set yet. So it's just a battle. I don't know. All fire departments are having the same problem. And I will tell you that as fire chiefs, we are talking amongst ourselves, and we're looking at options, and maybe at some day be presenting an option or something to look at for you trustees to look at. So trying to take everything in consideration. There's only one job here, and that's providing customer service. That's what it is. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And just how do we do that is the constant day-to-day struggle. So, okay, any questions for me?
I don't think so, Tony, but I do have this. I've been saving this for you to look at, and we can talk about that. You know, workplace resources,
please.
This is the other company that's supposed to take their place, I believe. So usually you guys use it more than anybody.
Right.
So I thought you should look at it good, and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I would like to. I'm aware that Alan Clay Joint has elected to do contract with their services. But, yeah, thank you for it. Sharing this, I would like to review this, and I'll be with you and trustees, and you know, we'll see if we're going to move in the direction. I'm curious to what this, you know, what the cost is, and I know pretty much how the system works, but I'm curious, because that itself will have to be also added into the budget consideration. So,
okay. Tony, last meeting you mentioned a grant from the Red Cross that would provide for installation of smoke detectors.
Yes.
Is that still
open-ended? That's still fully active. It's, okay. It's active. It's ongoing.
Okay.
So I've been, I have, I reached out to one home. I did not get a response back, so I'm going to go back to the care provider and try and circle back around because they didn't, the homeowner didn't respond to my call. So yeah, we have them, and then they're still ongoing.
Is there, and I noticed that you've got a reminder on the sign out front,
mm-hmm.
Reminding people to check their smoke and carbon monoxide detectors
yep.
in their furnaces. That's great. Great reminder. Do you want, is there any message that you would like us to have placed on the township website to alert anyone going to that website that if you don't have a smoke detector, if you can't afford a smoke detector,
yes,
this is available.
I would absolutely be a huge fan of getting that.
Okay. Is there anything you want to write up?
I just want to recognize that we've partnered with the American Red Cross, and we have available to us the ability to install up to 3 smoke detectors per resident. Not every resident, but residents in need. I have on occasion provided CO detectors, but I purchased those out of our fire fund.
So that would be a discretionary expense.
Yeah, that yeah. one's a discretionary one. But that there isn't a program yet, but again, it's customer service, and I think, you know, a few of these, like I bought a box of 5 and I think I've got 2 left right now, so it's not like we're shaking them off the shelf.
Okay, so I'll put something together and have the website group put something out there that Jerusalem Township Fire Department
mm-hmm.
has partnered with the American Red Cross and available for any families that are in need
yep.
will install up to 3 smoke detectors.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Remember, township residents only, because there's a lot of other people
okay.
that visit our
neighborhood. Right. Good point. For
I'm telling you, I'd be over in Allen Township putting up smoke detectors.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good point, Kevin. Thank you. All right.
That reminded me, and I didn't have it in my notes. It was a couple years ago, if you may recall, Mr. Bench. I mentioned about going to soft billing for mm-hmm. our residents for the Medicuits, and I still want to pursue that. The company that originally that I was considering, which some of the other departments, they're not happy with them now, so there's another company that, so I don't know them. I am going to reach out to them and ask them to solicit to us their package, and I would like some assistance from the trustees on that.
I'd be happy to help. My background's in healthcare. I'd be happy to help you.
If we can move forward on just looking at that, which you guys had given permission several years ago. I'm not mm-hmm. asking. I just wanted to formally bring it back up again. This is never to replace our levy that we have. It's not the intent of that. It's just to, as we continue to move forward and constantly looking at manpower shortages and stuff like that, what else can we do? And this might help in a little financial area to assist in something. I'm trying to talking with others too. What do you think we need to do? What can we do? You know, some departments have people that are like 2 people that are on duty during the day, or some departments may have a committed individual or something. So is providing a stipend per day or something is another, you know, but that has to be a full commitment. You can't yeah. leave the region, you know, and that may be having an echo vehicle, like using our utility vehicle as, okay, you take that home, and so looking at tons of ideas.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I can follow up with you, and I'd be happy to assist.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Tony, also that, you know, that getting some money from the Metro Parks, did you ever talk to Barry about that?
You know, we never came through with anything, and then the other part that they never followed through either is they've never done the trail markers that they had, that I was under the understanding they agreed to do. So it definitely has to be, the Metro Park needs to be revisited and to see where we can try and get it. As to this date right now, we have yet to have a call for our services out there. So I don't know how that would be received, but it did affect the tax base of the community, mm-hmm. you know, the lack of tax base. So, yeah, it definitely warrants reviewing there. Just on one other note, is I am working with Maumee Bay State Park on an active shooter plan. So it's not just me, you know, law enforcement, myself, and so we're trying to look at preparing them for what if the event happened there.
So are you helping train the people at Maumee Bay, or are...
Right now it's just in the preparation of the planning and the assessment of it, and then we will follow through with training. And
so who is providing the knowledge? Who is doing the training?
Well, we've gone through rescue task force training. Our department has. So
okay.
We have four ballistic vests and helmets, and a portion of our membership have gone through this training.
So you've basically gone through a train-the-trainer program, yeah. And then you folks will be deployed as trainers. Okay.
I have a series of literature that provides a guideline to lay out what's going to work for your area. Because, you know, when you look at Maumee Bay State Park, as large as that facility is, there's only two ways in and out of that, you know, Norton Road and North Curtis. So that's one. So, you know, getting resources in and out of and it's, you know, it's bound on the water side, on the other side. So it just has different characteristics, you know, that all have to now be put into consideration. As well as us moving forward with this, and this is with the park officers, James Frias, all of the state parks are looking at. So we're one step ahead of any of the other parks. So maybe what we institute will model throughout the rest of the state of Ohio for the other parks. Even though that I think most all of the parks are under the U.S. Hotels system now.
Okay.
So just again, and if you wanted to be involved or you would want to go sit in a meeting, I'd be happy to let you know when we're having a meeting, just so you can hear and understand where the education comes from, and then eventually it will execute training.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, we'll move on then. I'll move on the Recreation Department report. Mike's not here, so let's get that.
He's getting a quote from Belcovers finally on the walking path.
Oh, no.
He texted me tonight. He contacted me.
Who contacted? Bill did?
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll go on to the zoning inspector's report. Linda, she's not here, so we'll move on to you, Kevin. You're up. We'll move on to the maintenance department report. Kevin Chapman?
Okay, I've also talked to Joel about my budget. We're not saving any money. We're going to try to blow it all this year. A couple things. When we had Brian Miller out here the other day with the engineer, I discussed with him about buying a new 16-inch discharge hose for a large pump, which basically we're doing pumping for mostly the county. He agreed to reimburse us for the 16-inch hose and buying another midpoint drive shaft for that pump. So if something comes apart again, we're not sitting waiting on parts. We'll have another one put right into it.
Okay.
I haven't got any prices on the 16-inch hose yet. Last time I checked, it was almost $20 a foot.
It's crazy.
We're most probably going to be $3,000 into the hose and possibly the drive shaft. Maybe a little more, I'll let you know. But basically what we got to do is purchase both items, pay for them, then forward him the invoices, and then we'll be reimbursed back to the county on those two items.
Joel, is there any issue with trying to make sure that both sides of the transaction occur in the same fiscal year?
So for reimbursement, no.
Okay.
There's no tie to like monies.
No problem. You can just show it as a receivable in this year if the reimbursement doesn't come till after January. Yeah. No, great. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Oh, it won't be. It's a real slow coming back.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think this would happen in. Well, would even happen in December?
It could, it's the end of the year. Sometimes some of that stuff you can get on sale as a closeout for inventory.
Right.
But I'm not holding my breath on either one of them getting a discount, but
right. We're
going to try. Something that I need to approve after going through my emails. The county's requesting that we put in our budget for crack sealing by next month. So I'd like to tentatively get approved $30,000 for crack sealing for 2019. And I don't know if we'll have that much or not. I haven't really looked at the roads. I'll have to go out and make a list, then forward them to the county. But that's typically the amount, that or $35,000 usually we've done for crack seal every year.
And that's just an input into the budget that Joel's preparing, right? You're not looking for an approval at this
point? This will be, okay. Well, I'll need approval from you guys so I can forward to the county. And when it comes down to it, we'll have to send them paperwork with your guys' signature on it that you're willing to pay X amount of dollars for crack sealing. But right now, all I need is a verbal approval from the board on that. And they'll send us paperwork to fill out.
And it sounds like that's consistent with prior years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I move to approve the funding estimate requested.
I'll second that.
Is that for $30,000?
Yeah, for $30,000.
Okay. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, the next thing will be chip sealing of roads for next year. Right now, I haven't got a verification from Allen Township yet, but I believe they're going to do their few roads that connect into ours, which the pieces we got usually is under $1,500. We may do those this year, but it'll be one of the spur of the moment things just to make you aware of it now. I'll get a phone call and he'll say, hey, I'm going to tar and chip our roads next week type thing. And we've been having him do it because it's about a quarter of the price we pay from anybody else to do it.
So, Adams Township owns their own, I'm sorry, Allen Township owns their own equipment.
Yes.
And, okay, all right.
Yep.
Because we also heard from the county that they own their own equipment and they're
really have Allen Township.
That's fine. They claim they're getting better at it, but they're still practicing.
He knew how bad it was, so he had to say that. Yeah.
Don't worry, when they get good, I'll let you know.
Okay.
They'll sell all
fair
the
enough.
Equipment and get out of there. But this upcoming year, Lakeway's one of them that I want to get re-chip sealed. That's approximately, I believe. Remember, right, that's almost 3/4 mile long. So you're most probably looking for that road about $3,000, $4,000, somewhere through there. But I want to put together a list and then we'll put in with the county on a chip seal program or something and see about getting that bid out.
Okay, so you don't need any approval tonight?
No.
Okay, very good.
Something I'm bringing up. With the chip seal, I'm also going to talk to Sarah Rowland on it because Bono Road is scheduled to get chip sealed this year. And I want to see if we put enough roads together, if we could piggy bank with that, then maybe get a cheaper price because there's
a quantity of roads for them to do when they're here. The mileage goes up, sometimes you get a cheaper price. If we can get in on that, because there's federal and state money involved in that also.
Okay, so, sorry, I'm learning, and I only know about this much so far. So when you talk about chip sealing, does that involve the 2 to 3 weeks later where they come through and fog seal what's been chipped?
If we bid it that way, they don't have to.
Okay.
It's our preference if we want them to do that.
Okay.
And that'll be something we'll have to look at when we get a little closer to it. It isn't a real big expense.
It sounds like it improves the smoothness of the road.
Not really smoothness. It'll knock down a little bit on the noise and also the dust that is produced off the road. Usually that'll happen within like 2 to 3 weeks after you have the road done. Then they'll come in and sweep it all again and then respray it. Typically that black only stays real black for about a year, then it sort of grays out, and after about 3 years it's usually gone. But that's about the life of the chip seal that you put down, is 3 to 5 years. And it all depends on how much you get on it and have to plow, or how much traffic runs the road. So, next thing, we're still pumping Cedar Point Road. We're still pumping down there yet. Depending on the amount of rain we get this weekend, hopefully the first week of December I can wind that up. It's starting to get pretty cold. But we've got it pumped down pretty good, but I'd like to really get it drawn down if we can. That way, for any reason in the spring, if we get held up, there's all kinds of water retention, and we don't have to worry about road water backing up. And if we decide to ever do that pipe back there, maybe I'll have the water down low enough to get that pipe out.
I talked to the guys out of Findlay, the state boys, and they won't even talk to me. They referred me to Patrick. Patrick called me up, and he just doesn't want to pay anything, even fuel or anything, you know. I goes, well, what if I just trap that one pipe off? What you going to do then? There's no water coming our way, so I'll just trap it off. And he didn't know what to say when I said that, so we'll see what happens there the next week.
All he's got to do is drive down there. His flapper gate is hanging by one shackle on an angle off to the side of his pipe.
Yeah, he didn't understand hardly what I was talking about, so I'll get back with him this week. I says, we just want some fuel even. I know you can't give us money, but you can give us fuel or something.
Yeah, because it's pumping that wedge of the state property. It goes up towards Grovels, Cedar Point, and a wedge heading up along that road.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if he says no. I'll try and call down to Findlay again and see what I can do.
Okay, is there any questions so far on roads?
Yeah, Kevin, well, how about, you know, if we're going to get Nissen then too, we'll have to check that and see, do all the stubs need it on off Brown? I didn't pay attention.
Nissen actually got repaved.
It's not bad.
When we had the big flood, because it actually washed part of the road out. Remember when it actually ran across
that? Yeah, it actually did go across,
It would have been like the second year you guys were here when Brown Road and all of it flooded.
Yeah.
They redid that. Something I've been thinking about since we talked about trying to claim that, if we actually get Nissen Road, we should maybe look up towards the bridge where the road really falls off. Or maybe we start stockpiling dirt in there and widen it out so we get more protection at the roadside. So if we get that again, it can erode all that dirt out.
That's going to happen again.
It'll protect the road a little more. So.
Yeah, but we don't go that close to the bridge, do we?
We're just this side of the bridge.
Are we?
The sign, like 20 foot this side of the bridge.
Is that close?
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea, because that could almost blow that right out of there almost. I couldn't believe that went over that time.
Yeah, it had about 6-8 inches of water running across that road. The only other things I got is for the cemetery. I have a funeral Monday scheduled at the cemetery, coming from a newcomer funeral home out of Germainsville, I think they said they were on. And the other question is the paperwork we got back from the lawyer a couple months ago. Are we going to present that to the neighbors, or are we still waiting?
We should all get together and talk about that, I think. I haven't looked at the paperwork either.
Well,
so.
We had it here at the meeting, and everybody had got a copy of it. Linda
did we?
It off. But I, what brought it up is I started cleaning off my desk today and I found it down underneath the pile, but.
I have to look at my cemetery stuff. It might be filed in my cemetery stuff.
Yeah, and I can run copies of it again, or I think I got it even in an email. I can read.
Yeah, we should do something with that.
Yeah, we should try to get that wound up by spring, so that way, right. if we start doing anything this spring, that's no longer an issue.
Yeah, Kevin, if I could get a copy of that from you.
Okay.
And then, okay. Then we can all follow up.
You might as well make a copy for all of us so that we know you know we got it then.
Yeah.
Put in our mailboxes.
And we got the cemetery program straightened out a little bit today. We had an individual that we'd sold graves to, and when we recorded them in on the new system, it listed the individual as owning the whole section all the way along the road from the front to the back. Somehow there was a button keyed that also recorded that that individual owned all those. We got that glitch out of it today. Linda and Eric actually called the UAN. When I finally walked out, I was about ready to pull my hair out with it, but if that part straightened out, we're gonna start working on adding the new addition into that computer program. So that's set up to start selling graves next year or the following year, whenever we start. But with reopening that whole row along the road, that's gonna give us about another 50 graves. So that'll give us about 80 total that we have left to sell.
That's when we're moving the road over.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So, and which if it comes, push comes to shove and we don't have the road moved over yet, we can still sell the graves. It's just, so. And that's on the agenda too, to eventually get that, but that doesn't matter if it's froze or not when we dig that edge out, so. And that's all I got, unless you guys have something for me.
Nope, nothing for me.
Yeah, I think we're okay. Thank you, Kevin. I'll move the trustees report. You got anything going to the cemetery?
Kevin just gave the report on the cemetery. Right, you just sold about 4 plots. I saw the paperwork come through today.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Other than that, all good.
You had something for Halls and Rentals, didn't you?
Yes, I do have a report from Bo on the Hall and Rental. So there's been 3 Hall rentals since the last meeting, and there is 1 pending. So that's Bo's report on Hall Rental.
It gets used quite a bit in December, a lot of parties.
That's good.
And roads and bridges, that'll I'll bring that up and as we get through our other business, old business and new business. Did you get anything new on Van Dyke, Kevin? I tried to get Burkhart today and I wouldn't answer. That's unusual.
Again in the morning. Yeah, usually he calls us right back.
Yeah, he's really good about it usually. Okay, we'll move on. Linda's not here. We're going to talk about Anchor Point, the permits for the 2 pool installations, and the Dollar General we're going to talk about, and repairs the Township Hall. They actually, when they first started here, they did a little bit one day. There's a brick, and then there's a half brick in front of it on just one section right here. I don't understand that. So they got to chip half of this other brick back in the back of that to put a brick in front. But it's just a small section there. Where all those bricks are, Kevin, right there. It's right in that one area, I think. So I don't understand it because you go below it, there's only one brick. But right in that one section, there's, yeah.
So, in the wall.
So, yeah. So it's interesting. I think they found a problem there. Sounds like they're going to just chip it out and so they can put a brick in, though. I left in the Temecog General Assembly January 28th, so it reminds us. Bono Lighting, I've tried to call up those people. You know, you give me a number, and I got another number, and nobody's called me back all day. Marist Drive Project. We do have some tree work that needs to be done before Burkhart can come. And It's $600 to take those two trees down and take the stumps out. So that's a pretty good price. He can get in along the ditch there, Kevin, off of Van Dyke or there.
Fountain.
Or the fountain right there. You're right. Yeah, the fountain. Mm-hmm. So he just trimmed some trees there. He can get in there with the machine, he said. So maybe we can get in that way too or something. Burkhart can. So I thought I'd make a motion that we pay Lake Erie Tree Service $600 for taking the two trees and taking the two stumps out on Maris Drive so we can fix those tile to drain the area. So.
A quick question first. Is there any risk as they get in there? Is there any risk that they may... Are they going to be close to existing tiling? Any risk of damaging it, or does it all have to be retiled anyway?
It doesn't matter. It has to go anyhow. So if they rip it up, it doesn't matter because we're gonna put an extension on it because we figured it's all broke there and rotten. If they have a piece of galvanized there, it's rotten. So it doesn't matter what we do there. We were going to put a plant.
Can't hurt it.
No, they can't hurt it.
And one tree is actually blown around the discharge pipe.
Yeah.
Grew over it. And
right.
Most probably got it about completely crushed anyhow. So you're going to have to go back 12 feet or more back and put a pipe in to put it back in. So.
Yeah, we had figured that. And then on the other side, we were going to put a catch basin to help take the water along the road there, too. That'd be on the west side of Marius.
Okay. Right.
Because the pipe underneath the road is galvanized, and that's rotten, too. It's probably 40 years old or so. And it really drains a lot of water, doesn't it, Kevin, those tile? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Dave, did you move for approval?
Yes.
I will second your motion for approval of the Lake Erie Tree Service quote of $600.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Seller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. I guess we go on to eight. That's you, Mark.
Yes. Healthcare policy update. I had planned to be able to report out on recommendations for our 2019 healthcare policy. Unfortunately, the quoting process has been delayed. It'll be another week before we have the requote back to us. So I'll be able to report that out at the next meeting.
Okay, we'll move on to nine. That'd be Lucas County Township Association meeting December 12th at Monclova Township. And if you want to go, Mark, we can all go in the truck. And we'll, that's a long ways out. We'll take out the Ford pickup. And it's kind of a...
Sounds like it'd be interesting.
You meet the other people from the other townships, and you talk about, you know, like we'll probably talk about the roads, stuff like that. You go back and forth. So it's kind of fun to meet different people. Okay,
yep,
is there any more old business? You all set with the old business?
Yes.
Okie dokes. We'll move on to new business then. Rachel and East water issues. When I was down there looking at the trees with Lake Erie, I swung around Rachel and East right there, and we have a water problem there, and of course the county's going to give us Rachel and East, so we better get that fixed. So you were with me when we talked about it today with the engineer Mike, so they know, and so we'll have to really watch that, make sure they do it right or whatever, figure it out.
But it was very encouraging to both of us that Mike was very forthright and said, you know what, as in these roads that are being transferred to you, anything that needs to be done, we'll take care of it. So don't worry. You're not going to get stuck with anything. So that was very positive.
I'm kind of excited about him being the new engineer here in another year.
He seems like he's going to be reasonably easy to work with.
Yeah. Would you going to say something, Kevin?
A couple of those roads, I really haven't rode them and really paid attention, but I've noticed a couple of them we're going to need reberming because some of them got like a 3 or 4 inch drop off the pavement. So if we can get that out of them too along the way.
We'll do that for sure.
That does nothing but protect the asphalt, and if a driver
drifts a tire off the road, they don't get pulled down.
Right. Sachs was probably one of them, huh?
No, not Sachs.
No?
No, that one's already ours. Rachel's one of them that I've seen, and there's spots on East that are the same way.
Oh, Rachel, that's Dick's. We're not going to take care of that, are we?
Well, we ain't going to put stone in front of his house, no.
But yeah, you do it all Rachel Road now? Or just
yeah,
East?
Yeah. Rachel and East.
And I got your mailbox recorded right in my GPS.
You're in trouble, Dick. Yeah, that's one of the roads.
All floor to get your mail.
You guys are going to find out there's a big problem on East over there. It's always been a problem which way the water flows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Nice.
It really flows south.
Yeah, that's what Kevin says. There was supposed to be a tile. There was supposed to be a tile going through that field.
There's a ditch goes all the way back to the thing there. That's where the water's supposed to flow, and it goes underneath the road to get there.
Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned to Kevin we should see if there's any way possible we could turn that water around to go north, but we got to see if that's possible. I don't know if it is.
I don't think.
Yeah, that's
you
what.
Looking at the land, it looks like it should go that way, but it goes south.
Yeah.
Right through all the trees in that ditch.
In that ditch. It
tries to get through there. It comes around all the way to, all the way underneath Van Dyke and all the way to our pump.
We may have to get Mr. Brian Miller out there and walk around with him and see what we can do this. I'd rather see it go to the lake, you know, because. Who knows, it's probably, there's a pipe going in that other ditch is probably plugged or the tile are broke in the field and it's constant. I think, Kevin, didn't you say they're out in the field fixing some once? So you can imagine they're just probably breaking, they're probably clay tile and breaking out all the time.
I think what they fixed before, part of it might have been concrete.
Concrete tile, that's even worse.
But, no, that's one thing that they've been monkeying with that, I'll bet you, for 10 years.
And so in other words, if we can get it to move north, we better try it at least.
If we could even defer part of it north.
Yeah. Something to think about, I guess. We got another one here. The Lucas County Soil and Water Conservation dues are due. And you said we paid $2,200 last year, too, the same figure they have here.
$2,250.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's included in your budget.
Yeah, it was in last year, so.
I mean, I don't know where we took and taken the money from. Where's that coming out of? Is that general fund or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It wouldn't be roads and bridges, yeah. Be general. I'm afraid to say.
He doesn't have any money anyways.
Okay. I move for the approval of the $2,250 for the annual membership with the Lucas Soil and Water Conservation District.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller? Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Settler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to three and the new business. The commissioner's meeting concerning roads, I guess we'll give a little report on it, and I'll say something, and then Mark can finish too. And we were sitting there, and we could never say anything about it. It was just pushed through, kind of. We just wanted to say a few things, but the Mike was there, the county engineer, so we talked to him, and we got him to switch Arquette Road, which it's way out of our circle of doing snow and everything, and he agreed to, I says, well, we'll take Nissen Road, that stub. See, now we'll have all the stubs that go to Brown Road, from Brown Road to Ottawa County now, Tony, so they're all ours now. And it's kind of a good deal because that's not very long, and, you know, that's, what was that, 9/10 over there at Arquette?
It was a few hundred feet under a mile.
Yeah, so we made out pretty good, and that had a lot of guardrail on it and everything else, so we feel we did pretty good. And you got anything else?
So Mike indicated that the way to do that would be to do a bilateral agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go ahead and initiate the draft of that agreement and then send it to us for our review, and then we'll sign off. He says that happens quite frequently where if a township says, well, instead of this, I'd like you to do that, or I'd like you to take care of this, And he said, yeah, we do that all the time, no problem. All we do is put this agreement in place. So I'm not 100% clear yet on, does that mean that the county retains responsibility for our CAT and we retain responsibility for NISN and as a funding source and as responsibility for maintenance, or do the roads switch, but then we have a reciprocal agreement that they're going to do the maintenance on Arquette, even though it's our road? I'm not sure yet, so I'm going to have to see how that language comes back.
You will have to see that, but I understood it that was going to be their road, and that okay. Nissen was going to be ours.
Then we would just swap and say, you keep Arquette, we'll keep Nissen.
But we have to have that written down on paper, because somebody will come along after us and say, well, that the way that road is, it should be a township road, you know the way it dead ends and both ends and everything. So, yeah, that's why I take it, but you're right, we better check that with the paperwork.
Okay.
The way that you just said that, did the county give us any kind of agreement to sign off on all these roads they're giving us that's been there since it started?
That wasn't mentioned, I don't
think. No, we will be following up with Mike, because I did tell him I want to learn more about how we go after the funding as these roads change hands from county to township. So, we'll... I'll make sure that's on the list of what we do. Okay.
Yeah. The way it sounded, he didn't have any idea though. Just I don't know why he wouldn't. But
and yeah, even if he doesn't know the number, the dollar amount, if he can at least point me in the direction of, here's who you talk to. Here's here's the math, so that we can figure that out ourselves, so instead of just sitting and waiting for the mail to come.
For the check to come, hoping it.
Do we still have a copy of any of our road certification that you guys sign every year for our road mileage? Because if I'm not mistaken, that comes from the county, so somebody's got to know how much we get per mile. Because we fill it out, and I think it's sent back to the county for certification on the mileage we presently have. I don't know. We keep a copy of that or not.
Not sure either. Remember signing it though. Okay. We'll move on to number 4, and that's the Township Christmas Party.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
Sandy Finch in the audience. We got a really late start because nobody really stepped up to the plate to chair this. So a few of us met the other night. We're going to have a real simple cookies and cocoa with Santa on December 9th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We have a Santa lined up. We're going to do story time. So we're going to have a station with Santa, a station with just reading stories. Some of our foreign exchange students and some other folks are going to be reading stories. And we're going to have cookies and hot chocolate. I'm going to ask if the fire department would be willing to serve the cookies and hot chocolate.
Right, I think we could probably find some assistance there.
We just need a couple of guys. It's going to be real simple this year. It's going to be in the press neighborhood section. We're going to put it on the little township gossip section, and we'll put it on the website. So
very good.
We'll get the information.
Okay, excellent.
May I have the, I got December 9th.
From 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., an hour and a half. We'll be here in the township hall.
Okay.
We're going to have a tree. We're also going to ask folks to bring either canned goods or socks or underwear or something like that to put under the tree. Short and sweet and simple.
The Santa Claus, is he already in ready?
It's a good possibility. Mm. He's practicing this.
Now I see that Santa Claus wouldn't fit. What did you say, 3 to Washington?
3 to 4:30.
I don't know how the hell Santa can fit into that suit.
I couldn't fit into that suit.
Santa was smaller back then.
He put it up and looked at it.
I can wear the hat. And the beard.
The beard will
now
work.
I don't want to put that beard on my face. All those people. That's so gross.
We'll bring us some Lysol.
I don't know.
You want us to dry clean it for
mothballs.
I'll be honest. with the Santa. That suit was worn once and put away and never used again.
Oh, no kidding.
The last suit was a lot bigger than that one.
That's because Santa's jolly.
They just decided one year that they needed a new Santa suit.
And they got rid of the old one?
From a mess and from animals living in it.
Yeah, it's,
so we're in search for a Santa suit.
Is that it?
That is it.
Thank you. The motor vehicle tax. Should we wait for Bo to come back to even get started, or you know we could. I suppose the next meeting we could have our first hearing.
Yeah, that probably makes sense to at the next meeting. Yeah.
You want to wait, or you know we could we have to advertise it and everything. So do you want to advertise it and have it the next meeting, or?
Yeah, why don't we start at the next meeting and we can
start everything.
Do a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Do a little bit of research right now.
Sounds good. I just brought it in there to find out what we should do. Okay. Number six, ODOT, there's some downed trees at Decan and Route 2 there. So I called ODOT, and the lady said she would. They're actually on Edison property. I've called the Edison several times. They just kind of put you off, and that's what the ODOT lady said too. But I figured she had more behind her than me because I said they were falling on the road. People push them off. And so she was going to see what she could do about it, and she was going to call me back.
Those old willow trees?
Those maple trees?
Maple?
Yeah, they're right there by Decant, yeah. Along Route 2. And you know, some of them falling, and people push them off. You know, it's really dangerous.
So that's out of the right-of-way that's in the
Edison property? It's in the Edison property. That's the trouble, and the Edison doesn't want to do anything. Hmm. Yeah.
But those branches that you're talking about are also in the state right-of-ways.
Yeah, that's true, too. They asked if they could maybe trim some of it or something, but yeah. So we'll see what we can do so somebody doesn't get killed there someday. That's the next thing that will happen there. Okay. We also talked about, like, the dikes are bad, that I've walked in that, and so we're talking about we might even create The conservancy will get bigger because we can't have two conservancies in the same area, the engineer said. He's pretty sure.
I don't think you could enlarge his conservancy.
Well, that's what we got to find out. But he said that would be the way to do it, maybe is to, or else, too, we can petition a bunch of ditches, too. We'll start, you know, everybody that drains anything into it's going to pay. So he's going to give us the paperwork on that so we can get started with it, so we can get something done here. And I'm also working with Metro Parks. I got to hit them up real hard about over here on Ward's Canal, how that's going to break, and then just follow over by the mansion and just go along the road, go down Howard and probably flood out right over here on Bunning Road and everything, and it just follow right down Howard Road when it floods and going to flood Reno off from the back.
72, yeah. Right around the back.
Yeah. That's what'll happen again. So we're going to try and work on that and get that done. And again, Mike was really good about this. He said he's going to send us everything we got to do and get this started. And he brought it up to do this. So here we go. And the other thing we got to do, I scribbled it in. I forgot about
sure,
this one.
Sure.
It's the George Grottle. We rented from Grottle Construction. We rented another backhoe to load the salt, so we don't ruin our backhoe. And it's $1,000 a month. And he's been pretty good with us. If something breaks or something, Kevin calls up and he gets it fixed, and so we can't complain too much. And we don't really have a formal contract. Just this I have, and she sent it out to me.
That'll serve as an agreement.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing about the service or anything like that, you know, Mark and all that. But he's been real good about it, and we've never paid anything, have we, Kevin? He comes and fixes it.
Yeah, we just lease it from him. He's responsible for everything. Yeah. And fuel in it.
Does that begin in November or in December?
We got it already. We've had it since the, what, 16th you said, Kevin?
Okay, so it'll begin midway through November.
Okay. Yeah. Same right. Machine that we rented last year and same agreement.
So. And then as soon as you're sure that we're past needing the salt, that'll get sent back.
End, we'll get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. I move for the approval of the proposal from George Grottle for the rental of a backhoe to service the salt shed at the rate of $1,000 per month.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And Joel, that all comes out of the general fund, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, what, you want that?
I have one more thing for other. From Bo. Bo has been, everybody's familiar with the John T. Kennedy Memorial Park. We've spent a fair amount of time, and thanks to Linda, who was able to recover some historical documents relating to when that park was set up. We looked into those, and Bo has contacted the director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources because there were some fairly strict covenants on how that land could be used in perpetuity. Bo talked with the director, and the director confirmed that those regulations are no longer binding, that the agreement that covered that expired after 15 years, and there are no longer any restrictions on how that land be used. So Bo is waiting for the written confirmation of that to come from the director of the ODNR. He plans to have that at the next meeting. But what this does is that it opens the way that we can extend some kind of a cooperative agreement with the school system so that they can use a portion of that for educational purposes with students and for research and those kinds of things. So that's all very positive. But the other thing to remember is that there are no longer any restrictions on us as to what we do with that property. So we have a full autonomy in terms of what we decide to do with that.
But some of it is a park yet somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, right. I mean, we had declared it as a park, but we don't have. The original document said that it had to be exclusively public access. But now this means that, no, we can have a portion of it that can be more private access for educational purposes and not necessarily public. So it's really, really good to know that those restrictions have been lifted.
It might get used for something good right now instead of just sitting there in the weeds.
Right. Okay, any questions on that? Great, thanks.
I guess we're, anything else, Mark?
No, sir.
I guess we're up to public participation. Dick?
Does that mean that you guys are going to maintain all of Rachel Road, blacktop it and everything?
Everything but in front of your house.
And does that mean that we're going to get street lights on our street too, like Bono?
Well, you know, I kind of like not having street lights because I can see the stars and I can see the moon.
Everybody's going to get assessed for these, I think.
That means Kevin has to get there really early in the morning to snow plow so we can get out of our houses 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Not
going
to happen.
You know who to call now when your road's built.
I know. Yeah, I'll call him.
If I can still drive up and down it, you should be able to.
No, you're going to make sure your dad can get out of his driveway. But
I have to say, having lived in Sylvania for a number of years and been out here for 6 years, our crew does, in my opinion, they do a better job with the roads here than I've seen in Oregon, than I've seen in Sylvania. I've got nothing but praise for our road crew and how they keep it clear of snow. It's absolutely wonderful.
They will have a lot more mileage to plow every snow effect, right?
Well, true, but there's only two of them, and I think they do a darn good job.
Well, I understand, but they only allow to work so many hours, too, and then they...
Well, they do have to sleep every once in a while, yeah.
Well, they're required by
a lot of it, or it'd be somebody.
Not if we declare an emergency. Then it's unlimited.
Oh, one more thing. When we got together for the Christmas party, there was a few girls that lived in Bono, a couple of them, and they really complimented us on the garbage.
Oh, good.
The new garbage people, they're really happy.
They do a good job on my street, I know that.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
They're really attentive of getting stuff. They're putting garbage cans back the way they should be, too.
Well, the one girl was happy because she had bought one and Waste Management wouldn't dump it, and now this company doesn't care. And it's a nice one. She said she paid $80 or something for it. It must have been just like...
We got 3 years with that company, and then we bought out, and we'll be back to save people else.
Possibility. Yeah. Kevin, what you need?
There's most probably going to be a discussion this winter after talking to All-Star. They wanted to see if we consider drop-off points for the unlimited days. I told them we bid it as curbside pickup. Well... Somebody had sent him some pictures of either our last one or the one before that of the big piles in several places.
Must have been Waste Management, huh?
Now he's worried about how he's going to handle all that. But I told him, I says, you bid it for curbside pickup. I says, we need stipulations from you that we'll put on the website on how it has to be packaged. Which the last time Waste Management did it, it got to be a mess because it rained. And people put stuff in cardboard boxes, and wet cardboard boxes fall apart. To be honest, there's no way I'd ever want to do their job. But we ought to require a lot of this stuff placed into bags or cans. And that way, it makes it easier for them to pick it up, and once they pick it up, there still isn't a mess on the ground because of all the little debris. They're not going to get out rakes and everything else.
But you're right.
It's something we need to think about through the winter, and a month or 2 months prior to us having the unlimited, get it out on the website, send out information that in order to be picked up, your unlimited has to be like this, or it will be left and you'll have to be responsible. Because some of these people didn't care. They walked out. It's just like us dealing with brush. If it's thrown every which way, I leave it. It's now yours. Deal with it.
They don't realize.
There's rules for a reason, and them guys can get hurt just like anybody else trying to pick that up when it's thrown everywhere. So it's something to think about on what we think would be appropriate. When it got to be Waste Management, I didn't care anymore for the service we were getting. But
we can probably, but he can have the 2 days. That'll help him too.
Yeah.
So that helps there. But you're right, we better write up something to, yeah.
It would just make it quicker, I think, for him.
Yeah, well, I think he's making money. He's not getting as much garbage as he thought he was going to. Do you? I don't think. And
no.
So.
You know, riding the roads on Thursday and Friday, it makes it easier to do a spot check now because you got Reno Beach and Bono on Thursday, so it makes it easy to cover that before he gets to all of it to see what's out. There's a lot of houses some weeks that don't have anything. They may not have anything for 2 weeks. But he's been picking up a lot of houses that have more than what's required because he's realizing that, you know, I just passed 5 houses and they're running a single can out. So that would have been 15 cans that he'd had to get. So he's doing a real good job with the amount of garbage he's picking up. And I haven't as much here lately, but he was sending me pictures of stuff where it was thrown beside the road, wanting to know if I thought he should pick it up. And I told him, whatever the rules say, if it says you get 3 cans, it stays. And we had one over on, Turnal Road. They piled a bunch of garbage by the road. And 2 weeks in a row, he sent me the pictures. I told him, I said, if you want to pick it up. Otherwise, leave it. It's not garbage that we pick up. So, but here lately, there hasn't been hardly anything out of them. But no, they've been doing a real good job. They walk the cans back. I don't know why they walk them back so far, but that's just the way he runs his company, and he feels that's proper customer service. When we started with Waste Management and you had your own cans, every one of the cans were turned upside down at the end of your driveway and they were set nice. The last 2 years, you were lucky if they were in the ditch, middle of the road. So he's doing a really nice job.
They mentioned that, Kevin, that they were walking the cans back even. The girls said that, yeah.
And
unless you guys have had any calls. Nobody's contacted me that they need assistance getting it from their house.
Yeah.
So, no, but that was a discussion he brought up with me, and we talked about it for a little while, and I told him we contracted for door-to-door service for unlimited, so.
But we better work with him to help get that mailer out, so, yeah. Yeah, we don't want to screw a good thing up. Oh, I need a motion.
Close, just one quick correction at the bottom. So that'll be the 11th is our next meeting.
That was me.
December 11th.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. I move to that we close the meeting.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.